This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
It's that time of year.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, who do you have going all the way?
Who do you have going all the way?
Michigan.
What?
No way. And they survive the Tritons of UC San Diego.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
We've got our Final Four predictions.
Kansas over Auburn.
You got Kansas?
Ooh. It's Calipari over Self.
Today's guests. Actor Morris Chestnut. NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Steelers defensive tackle Cam Hayward. Actor Rome Flynn. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Wow, we've got a full house today. Do we ever? We're four wide. We've got a couple of what's more likely's on the rundown for just college hoops alone, and then just the general stuff that we have right here. Got a whole bunch of in-studio guests. We got Cam Hayward joining us. It would be awesome if Aaron Rodgers becomes his teammate right in the middle of that Zoom. That would just be great. Tom Pelissero will join us in the middle of this show as well. We're getting ready for tip-off between Baylor and Mississippi State. The women's women's bracket, women's March Madness begins today. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Roku Sports Channel, as well as this terrestrial radio affiliate on the Infinity Sports Network dial. We also have a SiriusXM audience tuning in. Same thing if you want to stream us on the Odyssey app. Our podcast is there for everybody to check out all 3 hours every single day. YouTube, we have a channel there as well, closing in on 915,000 subscribers. We greatly appreciate all that. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. How you doing?
Hey, Rich, I'm great, man.
Good to see you, DJ Mikey D is indeed nuts.
Wow, are you feeling okay? A couple days in a row?
That's all right. Don't pull anything.
Wow.
I don't feel really good.
Hey, where's your sick Dodgers hat?
I put it up on the shelf.
By the way, why are we just don't heap abuse on him right off the bat? We've got 3 full hours. I know.
I'm coming in hot. It's Friday. I'm ready to go.
Is your bracket in the crap?
Okay. 12-4 yesterday. It's all good.
TJ Jefferson, Mr. McNeese State over there. How are you?
Look, I made
you chose them, huh?
Terrible judgment in picking Kansas, but I did pick McNeese State. So okay. I like to think they're
balanced.
Are you
leaving? Does that mean you're leaving for Coward now? Or
okay.
Oh, I do love Chicago, but no.
Just let me know about the transfer portal to Pico Boulevard. I had no idea that existed until just now. Don't freak me out.
Unfortunately, Rich, I think you're stuck with me until you let me go.
I don't have any intention of doing that. My Michigan Wolverines.
Woo!
They were the Vogue pick to be one and done. They were the Vogue pick to be bounced. The selection committee said, you know, listen, great season going from 23 losses to 22 wins. And, you know, but you lost your last three games. So it doesn't matter that you won the Big Ten tournament. It doesn't matter that you beat Purdue and Maryland and Wisconsin. We'll give them higher seeds. And you will just give the 5 seed because we had that whole thing slotted. It was done. It didn't matter that you won the Big Ten tournament. We'll take you and make you 5 seed and
sticking against a team called UC San Diego, the Tritons. Their first foray into the big dance ever. 30 wins, 15 of them in a row. Here, there you go. Good job winning the Big Ten tournament. At least that's my view of it. And everybody's like, hey, this looks like a team that lost three in a row to finish the regular season. And they had a chance to win the Big Ten regular season, but they won the Big Ten tournament. And we just don't believe it. It's a 5-12 game. And we all know those are always the matchup in which the 12 seed has the glass slipper.
Right.
That's McNeese State bouncing Clemson as the 12 seed, the 5 seed in Clemson. They get bounced. So here comes Michigan in the final tip-off of the day, essentially one of them. And they took a 15-point lead at halftime. And then it all went down to crapper. As a matter of fact, I think I've got a before and after photo of me before the game and me after the game. Put it up on the screen. There it is. There it is. It's me before the game on the left and me after the game on the right.
That's funny.
That's my old. It's one of my old. That's my, one of my former SportsCenter headshots.
How old are you in that picture? And I mean the one on the right.
On the one. Hey, the one on the right is from this past NFL honors. The one on the left, I believe.
Like 26?
How old was I? I was 31.
Oh, really?
30, okay. 31 in that picture, I think. At any rate.
We get another shot of you somehow work in this screen. Is there like a 4 box
that
has you in it? Because there's just a lot of, you know what I mean?
Moment in the history of the Rich Eisen Show.
There's just a lot of you there.
There's
a triple box plus a logo. Can you drink some coffee real quick?
So you know what, a fourth
in there?
I'll remove one of me from the screen here because I've got a photograph of me at halftime.
Wow.
And then me after the game. Do we have that one? Me at halftime. There you go. That's me at halftime.
That's after a couple bottles of red.
Ryan Gosling.
Jeez.
And then me after the game.
Rich, I know we're in the middle of something real quick. You know, I like to keep things real. I hope you looked at that picture, and I hope you get a chance to really take that in and understand how cool that was.
Oh, thank you.
You know what I mean?
Like, no, well, you know what wasn't cool was having that big-ass lead, and then Michigan wound up with 5 more turnovers, 14, then missed free throws. 9. When you have 14 turnovers and 9 missed free throws, that is a recipe to get bounced in the NCAA tournament. And, you know, and this is exactly the experience of watching your team in the NCAA tournament. Normally, okay, I see a team like UC San Diego. The coach is just dynamite. He's smiling the whole time. Did you were watching this game because you chose UC San Diego as the upset,
right?
I did.
Well,
did you watch the game?
Yeah, Jay Billis told me what to do, so I did it.
No, but did you not see the coach of UC San Diego and just immediately look like, that's a guy who looks so friendly? Like, what you wanted? He, you know what he looked like? He looked like that guy in the Capital One commercials with Derek Jeter.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that guy's great.
He's the one who's constantly walking around in his sweater and his very nice slacks. And, you know, and he looks like a very handsome man.
What's in your wallet?
Well, I'll tell you what was in my wallet last night. My heart and my throat and everything. And, you know, they got a whole bunch of players who just were not missing.
Not missing. Yeah, agree.
And it just reeked of upset. And then Michigan's Trey Donaldson, who is the one who went coast to coast to beat Maryland in the semifinal of the Big Ten tournament with hardly any time left, a full-on 21st century Tyus Edney moment. And he's the one who jarred a 3 when UC San Diego took its first lead of the game with like 2 minutes to go.
Yep.
Cooper was freaking out on the couch. Freaking. But the personification of the phrase of March Madness, survive in advance.
All you got to do.
That is it. And Michigan moves on, and they're taking on Texas A&M. The other upset that we mentioned, McNeese State taking care of business there. St. John's had a scare in the first half against Omaha.
Yep.
Right? in the case of Omaha, wondering if the glass slipper was going to fit. It was, why were they saying, is the silver steak going to fit in their hand? Why were they saying that during the game, Chris?
Good one. Omaha Steaks, maybe? Maybe it was that situation.
Silver Steaks?
Or was it S-T-A-K-E?
I caught you with that one. You didn't think I was going there.
That's good.
Normally, it's the glass slipper fits. Instead, they're saying the silver steak.
Silver bullets, too. What else kills vampires?
Okay, very good. Well, they don't like silver.
Very funny.
And
I was rallying behind Omaha for
a
while.
I guess the Silver Fox of Fayetteville's coming next up, right? It's Patino and Calipari. I remember back in my Sports Center days, the before picture of last night. I remember in all my old Sports Center days that when Coach Cal was in UMass, it was just like, who's this Patino wannabe?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Slick back hair.
The whole thing.
You know, vowel.
Right there in New England, like the you know, right where Patino was going from Providence to Boston, saying, you know, Larry Bird's not walking through that door, and some guy in Amherst was with Marcus Camby kicking everyone's ass. Remember that?
Yeah.
Marcus Camby.
And just up the road from us in Bristol, you know, up there in Amherst in Massachusetts. And look who it is now. Rick Pitino of St. John's taking on John Calipari's Arkansas Razorback. Somebody asked this of Pitino after the game, and he was having none of it. Zero.
Is that a chess match you enjoy, the planning to go against each other, given how many times it's happened?
I don't go against coaches. We go against teams. He doesn't have to worry about me. My jump shot's long gone. So he's got to prepare for our team. We've got to prepare for his players. He's preparing for our players. So John and I don't play one-on-one anymore.
Yeah, they didn't ask him if you were going to go out there and do one-on-one. They asked him about the chess match of planning and all that stuff, your coaching ability against that coach. Yeah. He just doesn't want to do it. It's about the players, baby.
Yeah.
It's about the players. In that regard, it's about the players. So, you know, transfer portal and all that business, and certainly in college basketball, you see that transfer portal quite a bit. My Michigan Wolverines use the heck out of that transfer portal with Dusty May going to the round of 32. And, you know, the hand-wringing over the transfer portal. The hand-wringing. It's nonstop. And then players are the ones who are, you know, have their hands out, right? Like,
Papa.
We got to have their hands out. So a lot of old school folks just don't like it. When kids just leave their commitments and get up and leave. What about the coaches? McNeese State's coach, Will Wade, he beats Clemson. To use a Patino phrase, his kids beat Clemson.
Yeah, the kids beat Clemson.
Right? Word is, as it's all happening, he's taking the NC State job.
Amazing.
And this is old as time. I mean, this is old as time. Michigan's last national championship, 1989, junior on campus. Bill Frieder says at the end of the regular season, adios, I'm taking the job of Arizona State, but I'll stick around and coach the team. And Bo Schembechler, the athletic director at the time, who I've since learned hated Bill Frieder with every fiber of his being, was like, no, you're not. We're going to get a Michigan man to coach your Michigan team. And we're all on campus like, yeah, you're a Michigan man. Coach your Michigan team. Who's Steve Fisher? Where did he go to school? Oh, he didn't go to Michigan? That's how much Bo hated him. He's just like, I'm a Michigan man coaching a Michigan team. And then he gets a guy who's, you know, just like the least known assistant, who then wins six games in a row. They win it cut down the nets, and he stays. Gets the Fab Five, yada, yada, yada. Oh, there's a lot of yada, yada there. So it's old as time. But now the kids get to leave. Oh, by the way, do you see who's Indiana's new coach? His name is Darian DeVries. He left West Virginia. So I'm wondering, let's put up on the screen right here. Is this part and parcel of complaining about not making it? Does this affect the lawsuit at all?
You have any updates on this?
Dare West Virginia not get in the tournament, and North Carolina goes and, oh, wait a minute, they beat the crap out of San Diego State as North Carolina's first matchup against Ole Miss is tipping off in a couple hours. Does that undercut the case of saying, we didn't make it, you're corrupt, the system is wrong, and then the coach leaves? after being there for all of 1 year. Left Drake, went to West Virginia. Now he's going to Indiana. And wait a minute. Do you hear all the people complaining about this and how it's wrong for college basketball? Hold on a minute. Nope. I don't hear it. But a kid does it. Oh,
yeah, end of the world.
No, please. Don't do that. Don't do that, National Corrupt Athletic Association.
Where's the sign?
Where's the sign? It's not here at the Rich Eisen Show yet. Do we reach out to the governor's office, or do we have to do this ourselves?
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
I know. That's true. But you see what I'm saying here? Isn't this crazy?
Dumb.
It's nuts. The coaches can just be bought out and go anywhere, and the kids can just, if they go somewhere because they don't have a gig anymore, or they brought in somebody else to compete with their gig, or they can make more money somewhere else in the window that they have to make money, because the path to the NBA, you want to talk about the path to the NFL in college football, I mean, you could do the math. It's obviously very difficult. It's still like landing on the head of a pin. But there's seven rounds of picks. There's 260 some odd draft picks. And in basketball, there's 60.
Yep.
That's it. So kids, make your money, because coaches sure are. Mm-hmm. And I don't blame Coach Wade. And I don't blame him. You want to go to NC State? You're in the ACC now. By the way, I guess it'll be great when he strolls on the campus at Clemson, because guess what? That's his alma mater. He bounces his alma mater as he's going out the door of McNeese State.
Wow.
This is crazy.
You can't make it up. So, I guess, will he have a nice chat with Dabo on the campus at Clemson about the scourge of transfer portals? Is that what's going to happen? Next up for McNeese is Purdue. See if that glass slipper fits. Gonzaga moves on, because that's what Gonzaga does, taking on Houston in the Midwest region so far. So we're going to keep an eye on everything. Things are tipping off between Baylor and Mississippi State.
Yes, sir.
And then also tipping off Alabama and Robert Morris. Good old Bobby M.
Bobby Mo.
Bobby Mo.
Back in Pittsburgh, yeah.
Bobby Mo. Everyone understands there's a St. Mary's and a Mount St. Mary's playing today. So don't get confused.
Robert Morris is in Pennsylvania, TJ.
That's what it's he says. Bobby Mo.
Let's go. Man,
for sure.
Just to hang out on that campus a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Hey now.
Maryland's taking on Grand Canyon. Memphis taking on Colorado State. Ole Miss, North Carolina.
Lipscomb, baby.
Iowa State and Lipscomb. Is that your pick? Did you choose Lipscomb?
Oh, good question. I think.
Okay.
Maybe.
Kentucky and Troy, Illinois and Xavier, Arizona and Akron, Oregon and Liberty. No, don't do that. They don't pay for it. And Baylor and Mississippi State's first up. They're about to tip. So let's take a break. Is Morris Chestnut in our green room? Is that actually? Oh, fantastic.
Ricky.
My co-star from Like Mike.
Reunion.
Is that how I should introduce him?
Yes, absolutely.
Of course, he's Dr. John Watson in Watson, which is on Paramount Plus, which is available right here on the Roku portal. We might go down a little bit of a Boys in the Hood wormhole with him. And I believe he's an Eagle fan. Sorry, TJ.
Uh-oh. TJ.
So, lots to talk about with him. Let's hang out with Morris Chestnut as the tournament is tipping off on day two.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. It has been a minute since Morris Chestnut was here on the Rich Eisen Show, but he has returned.
Thank you for having me.
As everyone can now hear on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, that's joined our Roku channel live stream. Mm-hmm. Watson can be seen right here on the Roku portal on Paramount Plus. Good to see you again here. And so when this first hit your desk, your office, mm-hmm. your hands with a script, your first thought was what?
My first thought was I can't wait to be a part of it. So they reached out to me. I read the script. I met with the showrunner, Craig Sweeney, who's incredible. Mm-hmm. He told me his vision for the whole season and for the whole series. And just tying in the Sherlock aspect of it along with medicine that's fully vetted by doctors. All the cases are real. I was like, I had to be a part of it.
But this is after Moriarty actually gets Holmes.
Exactly. You know, so the show opens up after Sherlock Holmes is killed by Moriarty mm-hmm. at the at Reichenbach Falls. And so Moriarty is now a thorn in my side throughout this whole season. Awesome. So we have to figure out he's trying to meddle in a lot of places.
And it's too bad CBS doesn't promote this at all.
Like, seriously. We got to talk to him about that. Yeah,
dude,
we got to talk to him about that.
Billboards everywhere in this town. And then I was just, you know, joking on the TV-only part of this conversation.
They've been an incredible partners, and I'm glad to be at home there.
Yeah, it's like every single time somebody's pausing to shoot a free throw in March Madness, I see, you know, hey, Watson. Yeah.
Okay, well, you don't see it during the game? I need to talk to somebody.
I see it during the game. Okay, like good. At okay, the good. Line, they have okay. like 10 seconds to sneak in a promo.
Okay, all right, perfect, perfect,
and then
perfect.
I see your face basically as some kid is getting ready to probably miss his free throw, certainly if it was my Wolverines last night. You know, but it's pretty cool to see that. So yeah. Let me just jump in here. So sure. Aren't you from California?
Yeah,
right?
Born and raised.
Okay, so then why are you an Eagles fan?
I'm an Eagles fan because for a long time, California didn't have a team. But even beyond that, yeah. I just loved Wilbur Montgomery back in the day.
Right.
And they used to wear cutoff mesh jerseys. And I loved the team. So I've been following the Eagles ever since.
Now, that's a name that I love to hear.
Oh, Wilbur Montgomery, right?
Yeah,
oh,
that's yeah, a yeah. great name.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I go way back.
You
I go
sure
way
do.
Back.
You
yeah,
sure
for
do.
Sure. It's not a bandwagon thing. It's not just this year after, you know, of course, they won the Super Bowl. But, yeah, I go way back.
They didn't just win the Super Bowl. They dominated.
They dominated the Super Bowl. They did. They did. And, you know, I'm so bothered by everyone saying that Jalen Hurts isn't elite because he is elite.
I'm not one of them, so you're aware.
Right. No, yeah, I've seen your take.
I just love everything about him.
I love his journey.
His journey is second to none, Morris.
Right.
Like,
I agree.
His journey is second to none that he gets basically introduced to the football fans of the United States of America as a kid who couldn't do it, had to get benched by Nick Saban,
yep.
who obviously would know what to do because he's Nick Saban.
Saban, right, of course.
And then he winds up getting the gig back for a brief bit the next year from Tua,
mm-hmm.
winning the game because he stuck around
mm-hmm.
and was professional enough to do it, and then goes to Oklahoma,
correct.
Winds up being a runner-up to Joe Burrow in the in the Heisman race, mm-hmm. gets drafted to Philadelphia as the second round choice, while Carson Wentz just got paid, and they're all wondering, like, why is he here?
Right, right.
And even then, he doesn't get down. He gets the gig, then gets benched again in some national television last game of the season when the Eagles were out of it. In a weird, Pearson's last game, everyone's wondering, like, what's going on behind the scenes, blaming him for something.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's a Super Bowl champ, and the guy he's throwing to, just to finish everything up, the guy he's throwing to right now, one of them, is the guy who caught the pass from Tua in the national championship game night.
Yes.
That he got benched.
Yes.
And he's winning the Super Bowl now.
So after all of that,
yes.
Why do people say he's not elite?
Great question.
Because to me, so here's the argument.
I mean, you guys can chime in here if you want to chime in here. Go ahead. TJ, well, TJ's a Cowboy fan, so he's
why did he leave, TJ?
He plays for the Eagles.
What does that mean? he plays for the Eagles.
Because I'm a Cowboys fan.
Right, right. So, but he is elite, though, right? Morris,
you'll never get me to.
Okay.
You don't know what Chris I've been through this year, Morris, though. I've been through it with Eagles fans.
I was riding the Eagles since midway through the year, so.
Right, but is see what I'm saying? I asked him if he was elite. He said he's been riding the Eagles. That's the thing.
Yes.
People think it's just because the team, but it's not. When you really look at it, just put it this way. Mm-hmm. Would you guys say Andy Reid's a pretty good coach, right?
I can check that box.
Yeah, you check that box. Yes, would you say possibly Hall of Fame coach?
Not possibly. You can move possibly.
Possibly best coach ever.
Possibly? You know, I mean, if you look at the metrics, he's in this conversation.
He's in the conversation. Yeah. Defensive coordinator, Steve Spagnuolo, right?
Yes.
Pretty good defensive coordinator, right?
I would say that he is a guy that will get some Hall of Fame consideration. Hall of Fame
consideration.
That is correct, yes.
So you mean to tell me that we have a Hall of Fame coach and a Hall of Fame defensive coordinator that literally spent a month trying to stop Jalen Hurts and still couldn't do it?
I get what you're saying.
Trying to stop the Eagles.
No, they're trying to stop. Because they stopped Saquon Barkley in the Super Bowl. In the first Super Bowl, they stopped our running back there, too. So they tried to stop Jalen Hurts.
We did
not have a running game in those Super Bowls.
Hurts is 100% the rightful MVP of the game.
The first one and the second one, right?
Well, you're not wrong, but that's your point. That's your point that I'm happy to back up here, is that in the two biggest games of his life, with the largest audiences of his life watching him, he had the two best games of his life.
He showed up.
Well, so, but see, here's the thing. See, I feel like it's he does what it takes to win. Mm-hmm. He's an ultimate leader,
is what
he is.
That's right.
He could have had those games. He could be a quarterback that's saying after every game, hey, I want to throw the ball more. Stop giving it to Saquon. They had 2 weeks before the first Super Bowl, couldn't stop him.
Yes.
2 weeks before the second Super Bowl, still couldn't stop him. Now, these are Hall of Fame coaches. If Jalen Hurts was in an offense where he was throwing the ball all over the field, he would still be just as successful.
I'm 100% in your camp here. That so, which quarterback would you place him above? Like, give me your top five.
You tell me.
I mean,
Patrick Mahomes is definitely above him.
You
think who?
Well, you just said he's outplayed him twice in two Super Bowls. So why isn't he ahead of him?
Well, I mean, how many Super Bowls does Patrick Mahomes have?
But how many did he play great in?
Well, I agree, but no one's talking about the team. I do think that what Patrick Mahomes has done.
I'm trying to give you the chance to say he's better than Mahomes.
Well, I'm not going to say he's better than Mahomes. I say he's in the same class. All right. But so you're asking me who would I place ahead of him? You tell me who would you place ahead of him? And I can make an argument against it.
No, I understand exactly what you're saying. But you know, because they don't have the Super Bowl appearances or a ring. So you have to include him in the conversation with Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. I mean, in terms of talent and in terms of how about this? I think for a lot of people, he's got to do it again.
Okay,
and it may not be fair, but I think for a lot of people, if he does it again, and then even then, you know, it'll be like, well, you know, he's on a super team.
It's going to be something.
But there's always something.
But
you know?
The interesting thing, though, to me is that you mentioned Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
Now,
MVPs of the league.
MVPs of the league.
Yes, sir.
Duly granted. Duly noted. However, those are two teams that Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo could stop. Those are two players that they did stop.
So we're like some.
It's there.
No, you're making your case.
They stopped mm-hmm. Allen twice. Mm-hmm. They stopped Lamar Jackson last year in his MVP. Both quarterbacks in their MVP seasons mm-hmm. could not beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
Jalen Hurts is excellent. He is an elite quarterback. You know, that front seven also helps. And those kids that they drafted on the back end, including Cooper DeJean, who had a tough. Like, it's a team effort.
But the front seven. But the front seven wasn't. They weren't there in the first Super Bowl.
I hear you. You're a big Jalen Hurts fan.
No, I'm a fan of what I see. I mean, it's a travesty that people don't give him the credit because, like you say, there's always going to be something. You said, you know, the front seven. Well, they didn't have the front seven in the first Super Bowl.
Well, the front seven's pretty amazing, though. You know what I mean?
So Kansas City's never had a great front seven?
No, they do. They have. And Mahomes obviously is viewed as the magic man.
He didn't play well in either of the two Super Bowls.
That's his point right over there.
Yeah, it was a great point. That's what I'm saying. So why isn't Jalen Hurts? Why would you say Josh Allen and Lamar? Like, I loved watching Josh Allen mm-hmm. and Lamar Jackson, but why would you say they're elite and Jalen isn't?
I'm not saying he's not. So
who would you place over them? You brought up Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
What they have done through weeks 1 through 18 of their careers repeatedly is something I have yet to see from Jalen Hurts.
Have they won more games than Jalen?
They have.
Really?
I believe so. Yeah. Jalen Hurts has won a ton of games, but I mean, obviously he hasn't been in the league as long as they have.
The longevity of it. The longevity of what they're doing.
Right.
You're saying Jalen needs
Allen
the longevity.
Allen came in 2018. Right, that's what I'm saying. One more time, let's see it again.
But they haven't done it once. Why do they need one more time? Listen. I think people
are like this with everybody in your life.
Well, I'm just, you know, I just have to make a case for Jalen Hurts because it's to me, I can't understand why people don't say that he's elite.
I agree with you, but I say he is elite.
But you haven't asked the
best quarterback in the National Football
League. But I'm not saying Josh Allen's the best quarterback. I'm not saying Lamar Jackson's the best quarterback. What the discussion has been about being elite.
Yes.
And they have these classifications. They have the order. They'll say these three quarterbacks are elite, and then he's in like the next one or two tiers down, which I think is wrong.
Dare I ask you what your LeBron take is?
Oh, you want to hear that? Right now?
Sure.
Here we go.
There are not some LeBron lovers in this room.
You have some LeBron haters?
I'm not a LeBron hater.
No. Just not LeBron. Okay.
He's not the GOAT.
He's not the GOAT?
No.
Don't forget you were in a movie named Like Mike.
I was in a movie like Mike.
You give this opinion.
I think
it wasn't just the shoes for Mike. It was for Lil Bow Wow.
Right.
Because I know the script, Morris.
You do. Okay. Let me say this.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. So when we talk about the GOAT in basketball, now I'm a Michael Jordan fan. You know, just the impact of the game.
Yes.
All right. But when it comes to LeBron James,
yes,
and this may be the first time you've heard this, but in the next few years, people will say this. LeBron James is, in my opinion.
Yes, sir.
You ready?
I'm ready for you, Morris.
The greatest athlete in American history.
Oh,
Bo Jackson's going to argue with that.
The greatest act. And let me tell you why.
Okay. And Dion.
The level of sustained greatness.
No question.
In a sport mm-hmm. where you have to play offense and defense to sustain that greatness for the longest period of time. Who else has done it?
Now, in terms of
nobody.
Nobody. I understand what you were saying.
Okay.
Okay. Like,
so who would be a greater athlete?
As somebody who did sports centers after LeBron's high school games.
Okay.
With Stuart Scott.
Okay.
So I have seen it from, you know, at forever. And the fact that he is doing it now at the rate that he is doing it, at the excellence level that he is doing it, is how he has crushed every record book. There's no one else.
So who would you say is the greatest athlete in U.S. history?
Greatest athlete? I mean, you're you have to include, like, what, Jesse Owens, Jackie Robinson? I mean, like, you really got to, if you're really going
secretary.
Well, okay, so that's kind of my point. So I do think that those gentlemen are great athletes. They paved the way in historical things.
Sure.
However, I mean, they do what they do every 4 years.
So let me ask you this question.
Every 4 years.
Sure. Who's the greatest champion?
Ah. That's a different subject.
No.
That's okay. That's different.
Okay.
LeBron is the greatest athlete in U.S. history.
I'm talking about champion. Let's just keep it to basketball. Let's just keep it to the LeBron.
Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Michael Jordan, hands down.
Well, I mean, Bill Russell, technically.
Well, sure. Yeah.
I mean, if you want to get technical.
No, I don't want to get technical. I want to drill down to the LeBron Jordan thing.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, but see, that's why you can't have a conversation. Like, I can't have a conversation with my son about who's the best because he was not there. He didn't witness live in the person.
How
he's 27.
He? 27.
Yeah.
So, you know, there is YouTube. I mean,
But it's still not the same as being in the moment.
Yeah.
And that's the same reason why I can't watch Bill Russell's games and say, okay, what he did is great.
Course,
because
right.
it wasn't in the moment. It didn't have the impact that it had live and in person in the moment.
When Jordan, I'll be honest, straight up, when Jordan came out on the floor in the old Chicago Stadium, you know, and it was the height of the Bulls, or not even the height of the Bulls, that entire time with the Bulls from when he started winning championships to when he left the Bulls, there was a sense of invincibility and fear and a sense of dread that I've never felt with LeBron for a split second.
Agreed.
And this was in the era, there were no jersey swaps.
Right.
They actually called traveling.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean? I sound like a get off my long type guy right now.
No, there was hand checking.
Come on
and
now.
You'd go down the lane and they would knock you out.
And Jordan was like blocking 7-footers and going in their faces and shooting free throws with his eyes closed.
Right.
And come on now.
That's
the difference in my estimation. And I these conversations are fraught because I don't want to come across as me being disrespectful of LeBron's achievements. But there's still one guy who would rip your heart out and show it to you pumping and refuse to put it back in your chest.
right.
And that was him.
Right.
Michael Jordan.
But I think one probably, if that was just an argument, I think one could argue just because LeBron didn't have that level of aggression, that level of fight in him to that nature doesn't make him not great. So people can see those two things differently. For me, it was the impact that Jordan not only had on the game of basketball, but just the things he was. Jordan was doing things that we had never seen before.
End of story.
Completely transformed.
And so, this photograph right here. I'm a diehard New York Knicks fan. It's just like, I mean, he stood in Ewing's way from college to every other second of his career.
He stood in a lot of people's
everybody's
way.
He stood in everybody's way.
Pretty much. But LeBron is the greatest athlete in U.S. history. Hey, listen, I'm open to see who else is next.
On the next episode of Watson.
Watson will prove it through science and medicine.
I always find that argument funny because almost 5,000 men have played in the NBA. And we're talking about what I'm saying is it's pretty amazing that of all those players, we can't decide on these two, but we know these two are head and shoulders, not even head and shoulders, but they're at the top of the list.
Yeah, and from heaven, Kobe's waving his arm saying, you know, hold on a second. Yeah.
Well, so listen, Kareem is waving his hand, sure, you know, right. But I think it comes down to LeBron.
Dave Winfield deserves to be in the conversation.
Of what?
Greatest athlete ever. Number one draft pick in three sports and as a baseball Hall of Famer.
Baseball is a sport where
you play and then you go sit down and watch.
Half of a baseball
game, you're sitting down and watching.
Half of a baseball game. You're sitting down and watching.
Have you watched LeBron the last decade? He's doing a lot of watching on defense.
Have I watched LeBron? in the last decade? Yes. Have you seen his stats?
You cannot hide on the basketball court. He's doing a lot of hiding.
LeBron James is?
On defense? Are we watching the same games, Morris?
I'm not sure. Who's your team?
Celtics.
Oh, of course. Here we go. So we got Dallas Cowboys fan and the Celtics fan over here. Of course.
The difference being, I can put my bias aside and say Jalen Hurts checks every box that you want.
Correct?
Right? Yeah, and I mean, like, it, Rich, like you always say, off the field, on the field,
in the locker room,
in the locker room. Jalen Hurts, you want him to take him home, you want him to marry your sister. He does.
He just got married, be careful.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Okay. He just got married.
He won't give LeBron props, though, is what
I'm saying. But hold on, but can we say, I mean, even if you don't want to give him props, can we say LeBron checks every box?
Of course.
That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. But there's one box that he does not check.
Which is what?
Which is the when he walks on the court, does every fan that's rooting against him and every single player that's playing against him have some level of fear?
We're getting into style points. I mean,
style points that lead to wins and losses, though, sir.
Well, I mean Jordan has wins.
People's grills.
He has wins.
No, there's no doubt.
LeBron has wins. They don't win that Golden State if he tracks down, I think it was Iguodala and slap his and pin a shot.
They don't win against Golden State if Draymond doesn't kick someone in the nuts and get suspended.
That's true, too.
Well, that
did change the series. But listen, the conversation winds up denigrating LeBron, which is not the point. I'm just saying, of course, he checks every box. He checks every box as the greatest athlete ever. He's on a Mount Rushmore.
In the U.S., I mean, I don't know who else is. I mean, Dave Winfield. Listen, I like Dave Winfield. I think he's great, but greatest athlete ever? I mean, you're playing basketball.
He's trying to. You're getting the full Rich Eisen show experience.
Is that what it is? Okay,
that's what you're getting right now, which is part and parcel. Where Chris normally for most, you should respect this as well. You're getting his respect. Normally, he will hold his tongue. Because he doesn't want to argue with the guests.
No, please. Okay. I'm open for
it. He thinks the guests are positively wrong. I know his body language after all this time. Uh-huh. He's doing his, but that look right there. He's not even looking at us. That's the look.
What am I wrong about? I just want to hear before.
Oh, No. We are up against it.
I mean, Michael Phelps, Serena Williams. I mean, we could go on and on.
So every 4 years?
Oh,
I'm just asking.
Serena plays every 4 years.
What's that?
Serena every four years.
He goes that with an Olympian.
You said Michael Phelps. You just said Serena Williams.
I mean, he doesn't just like take 3 years off and then pick up swimming again.
Well, I mean,
basketball players are regarded as the greatest athletes on the planet.
It's really hard.
Tiger Woods.
Golfers walk.
They have people carrying their bags.
He's great in his sport. Yeah. So it's another sport.
It's another sport to where let me go hit the ball and let me watch for about 5-15 minutes.
Morris's point is.
Wow, you don't like hand-eye coordination, I guess.
No, it's not that.
That's not that. Morris,
if you're
please, you got me. You got me. No, I think
is that any sport in which the athlete, okay, can eat during the contest does not rise to the level of what he's talking about. All right.
Thanks to Mookie, by the way. Appreciate it. He's
on Paramount Plus, available on the Roku channel.
I didn't make that deal.
Watson airs Sundays, 9 p.m. Eastern on CBS, streaming on Paramount Plus the next day. Great to see you, sir.
Great seeing you. Thank you for having me.
At the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. Now is the best time to get that Hyundai car or SUV you've always wanted. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of limited complimentary maintenance. Don't think you can get away with all that? Think again. But don't wait. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on now. So visit your local Hyundai dealer today. It's a great day for a new Hyundai.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I need new rotors.
When you buy two Duralast rotors during our spring sale, you get Duralast brake pads free.
Free?
With the rotors.
Well, that's great. What if I need extra stopping power?
You can upgrade to Duralast gold pads for just $10.
So Duralast pads are free?
Yep.
And an upgrade is just $10?
That's right. Part of the spring sale at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
The Lakers will be all right. I know you guys, I know, especially you. I know y'all waiting for us to fall, and y'all are just
waiting.
In it, basking.
Where have you been the last six years?
What have y'all been doing over there in the East without LeBron? Nothing. That's cool.
I mean,
we'll be all right. As long as y'all don't win and we win, I'm good. As long as the Celtics don't win the championship, that's a successful season for a Laker fan.
You're not doing any winning either.
Look, man. All right. We'll stay at the house with me then. Chill out. You know what the best part about Godzilla King of the Monsters?
What is it?
We destroy Boston in the movie. We level it. Just level it. I love it. It's so many references. It's a Laker fan's dream, Godzilla King of the Monsters.
Oh, my gosh. Dodger fans, too, because obviously the Celtics standing in
the way. Yeah, and the Rams.
Patriots and Rams.
Golden Dragon.
Delusional
Laker fan
is my favorite.
That's cool. What are you guys called? You Celtics. You guys still think y'all going to win over there with Giannis and Kawhi and stuff? That's not delusional.
Kawhi's leaving. Kawhi's not going to be in the East anymore.
We don't know this.
Kawhi's not going to be in the East anymore.
So is Kyrie, though, bud. Yeah. So is Kyrie. Oh.
Great. Guess what we did without him? We were 4 minutes from the finals last year.
You were what?
Last year, 4 minutes from the finals without him.
4 minutes from the finals.
You know what?
Sounds like a book.
O'Shea, I'm here for your Boston hate. I'm here for it.
Oh, okay? Thank you.
Speaking of somebody who's from New York City, a diehard Yankee fan, I would take it in liquid form and inject it into my veins. But you really don't have much of a position right now to carp on a Celtic fan as a Laker fan.
Are they winning championships?
No, I know that. But you don't have, you're out of position under the boards right now. You're reaching in. You're going over the top. I'm kind of calling the foul right now. And I'm sending
look.
You know
that's
what I mean?
Fine.
You don't have much of a position.
I am a Los Angelino. I'm a Los Angeles Laker. A non-Laker fan will never see me sweat. I will die with the Golden Army. They will bury me at center court. And I will not let a Bostonian get under my skin.
And he doesn't even want to be here.
That's not true. There's just no movies anywhere else. Space Jam 2 can only happen here.
He doesn't want to be here.
Also, Warner Brothers film.
You're in Space Jam, right, too?
I'm not in Space Jam.
What?
Non-Laker fans like you got my joke wrong on Twitter. I missed a radio show and said that I was resting a groin injury so I could prepare to film Space Jam 2, which is exactly what LeBron did for most of the games.
So basically, for anybody out there, O'Shea Jackson Jr., currently not in Space Jam 2, was just making a load management joke, which, by the way, not many people make load management jokes. That's next level. I appreciate that.
Man, that's coming up on 6 years. We've known O'Shea that long, huh?
Yeah, my fellow Dodger fan.
Come on. He loves you.
I love it.
Everybody loves Mike, except for us. I'm joking.
I'm joking. You finally admitted
it. We love Mike. Stop.
Honestly, but it just shows you O'Shea is not a real Dodger fan. That he would let you do what you're doing right now. I know he likes you, and I know I think he likes supporting you because it plays into his gag that I'm running a hostile work environment around here.
Well, every time he's here, we do get a little hostile towards Mike. So I guess I could see his point.
You're a native New Yorker, and Juan Soto starts calling New York a Mets town. And then the only other native New York metropolitan area guy, Yankee fan, turns around and goes, I'm a Dodger fan now. I'm going to get pissed, and it's going to get hostile.
No two ways about it.
No question about it back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Hyundai, everybody, the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on right now. Get that Hyundai car or SUV you've always wanted. Every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of limited complimentary maintenance. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on right now. So visit your local Hyundai dealer today. It's a great day for a new Hyundai.
Sure is.
Listen, in the NFL, you get a free agent in the building. The intention is to not let the guy go. The intention is you are coming here. We have already talked turkey with your agent. Your ideas are in line with ours. Our ideas are hopefully in line with yours. You come and take a look at our building. We are not letting you out. There's a dotted line. Let's go. And under that circumstance, it is earth-shattering that our friend Jerry Dulac, who covers the Steelers, is the first to report that Rodgers is in the building in Pittsburgh today. He calls it an indication a deal with the team could be forthcoming. Oof. Per sources, Tom Pelissero, who's joining us in the middle of hour number two, says, of course, this makes sense that Rodgers is spending time with coaches. And so this is exactly what needs to happen in order for something to happen. Does that make sense? Because we're all sitting around waiting for something to happen.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's not on the beach looking at the sunrise, in fact, he's in Pittsburgh looking at playbooks.
you know, and meeting with coaches and getting as comfortable as he possibly can and looking around the building. Oh, that's where we go have lunch. That's
where is Aaron right now?
That's where the practice field is. That's where I might live, right? Yeah. You know, and well, he knows where the stadium is.
Yeah.
But
I mean, in conjunction to the practice.
So this is going to happen. It would be a stunner if the Steelers and Rodgers don't come to an agreement. And this is what in our television / radio business we call stepping in it, because our next two guests are Tom Pelissero and Cam Hayward. And so we're kind of set up to talk about it, to be straight up with you. I wouldn't move if I were you.
This is going to be good.
So Rodgers is in the building in Pittsburgh. And he's there, and you're where you are. And I'm here. This is the Rich Eisen Show. Hour one of the books.
Save your time.
You know what I'm saying? So if Rodgers is he doesn't just get on a plane to fly across the country to go to Pittsburgh just because he wants a Permane Brothers sandwich.
It's 45 degrees there today, too. So,
and he's not just doing that just because he's, you know, Steeler curious. Like the decision of Minnesota to basically say, we'll reach out to you if we need you in the summer, might have spurred some action here. And I understand that, you know, Cam on his pod says, listen, here's the pitch. We're the Steelers. You want to play with us?
Right.
Pretty simple. You want to play for us?
Mm. Pretty simple.
Then show up. And guess what? He showed up. And I've been in that facility. I've been around there. You walk around and there's some trophies right there.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a pretty nice facility there.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's Mike Tomlin, who's been here forever. Oh, and that's the Rooneys.
Rooney.
It's really impressive.
And there's a city who loves you when you're winning.
And, oh, by the way, that guy in the human bat suit is DK Metcalf. You can throw to him. We've got the 21st overall selection. This is what we're thinking.
Got a freak of nature at the other receiver spot.
That's George Pickens.
Mm-hmm.
That's Pat Freiermuth. It's going to be... I don't know. He just doesn't want... If he walks out of the building and there's no contract signed, then he just doesn't... I mean, what is he going to go on a tour? Is he going to go to the Giants next? I'll tell you what. If he does that, there's one place he's not going.
Newark.
That's correct.
He's driving from Pittsburgh.
There's Teterboro. And he knows exactly where it is, because I'm sure he flew in and out of it playing for the Jets.
He's not going to...
Yeah. He's we won't see him...
No pictures in the airport.
You won't be going to Hudson News to pick up anything to see who wears it like us. Who's, you know, he feeds the parking meters like us.
Some combos.
Yeah, what else can we do?
Little beef jerky.
Combos.
Me and Brockman are always combos, baby.
Big snack.
The perfect travel snack.
What do you do? Do you do the pizza combos?
No.
I haven't had those in years.
Nacho cheddar.
Well, they used to have the nacho cheese, but they got rid of those. So you
got
to go pretzel with cheddar. Yeah, they got rid of the nacho cheese.
Brockman and I are both big on
big combos.
Big somewhere. I'm with you.
Just to bring this all full circle, back in the day, when I had those pizza combos in the building, I didn't let them out.
Peanut M&M's, combos.
Jeez.
So good.
Some Twizzlers, if I can get my hands on them.
And hopefully some antacid.
Well, Tums always
on the airplane.
Like a cauldron.
Not all at once.